And now more of Inside Central Oregon.
Good morning. This is Jimbo, and I have a couple of guests with me this morning. I have Coralie Holliday, who is the Crooked River Roundup Queen, and I have Dad, Steve Holliday, who is on the board of the Crooked River Roundup. Coralie, good morning.
Good morning.
So you are the Roundup Queen for this year. When did you find out?
We had tryouts back in September, and that's we had a day-long tryout, and that's you'll know by the end of the day if you made it or not.
Okay, well, tell me more about this tryout. What do you have to do?
It's pretty rigorous. It's not as bad as some of the other ones, but you have to prep a speech, and you have to give a speech. There's a horsemanship portion. There's impromptu questions, like once you're done with your speech, you're asked a question about, I was asked a question about my like personality, and you have to answer it on the spot. And then there's kind of written questions and a personal interview.
So how long have you been doing this? How long have you been involved with this?
Last year I was the 2024 Jefferson County Fair and Rodeo Princess. So I kind of got my toes in the pool then. So I knew what to expect this time around. So I've really only been in the queening world for about a year and a half, 2 years.
Okay. So now, what are your aspirations? You said you were going to go to college. Do you know where you're going to go to school yet?
Yeah. I'm headed down to Texas to Tarleton State University in Stephenville, Texas to study equine science.
Excellent. So you're going to stay around the horse world?
Yes.
You want to be a horse veterinarian?
I'm hopeful to go into equine rehab and physical therapy and own my own rehab facility.
Well, that's amazing. Dad's standing right here. You got to be proud of that. So, with all of this and being involved in Prineville and stuff like that, do you have to go to other rodeos and stuff like that to represent?
Yes. Yeah. We have kind of a list of rodeos, but the biggest ones we try to hit are the local ones like Sisters, Lapine, all of those ones. And we go as far as, I think we're going to St. Paul this year and just kind of bebop around Oregon to go all to all the PRCAs and just get our name out there.
Awesome. Well, congratulations and best of luck. Let's get Dan in here. Let's get Steven here. He is the board chair and president. And when is your event going to happen?
The rodeo is June 28th. I'm sorry, 26th through the 28th. The rodeo is June 26th through the 28th.
Okay.
And then the horse races are 2 weeks later.
And then we also have the running of the bulls, if you will, through downtown Prineville. What night is that going to be?
That is Wednesday. That's the Wednesday. That would actually be Wednesday the 25th.
Okay. And then this is going to be at the Crook County Fairgrounds, yep. Of course.
Yep.
And what does it take to put on an event like this?
It is a year-long process. It's something that we work on. We basically take August off.
Gotcha.
Because everybody's just exhausted, tired from it. But it's a year-round meetings and organizing and planning, and it's darn near a full-time job.
Now you got a special thing going on this year. It's a special birthday.
It is. The rodeo's celebrating 80 years this year, and it's gonna be a lot of fun. Just to be able to, you know, just kind of go back and look at old things and see kind of what we're doing in the past, and it's 80 years is a long time. It's been a lot of ups and downs over the years of some years of just don't let it die.
Got it. And your parents are involved in this.
They are. They're actually our grand marshals this year, and they were actually on the board back in the late 80s, early 90s. And I was hanging around there during high school, helping and just doing odds and ends.
So this year's like going full circle.
It's coming full circle this year. Yeah. So it's fun. It's fun to see them just be a part of it, and for Cordy, myself, and my parents to be.
Now, are there any more siblings down the line that could do this?
Nope, she's the last one. The other two are out of college or in college, and
gotcha.
Not horse people, but that's okay. They still support her though.
So, are there any changes to the event this year? It's pretty cut and dry.
Pretty much the same thing as last year. Just a kids calf scramble every night, and Thursday night, which is family night. I've never seen so many kids in an arena. There's just a pile of them, and it's probably one of the funnest, neatest things to see is those kids out there. That might be their only chance to ever get in the dirt and get dirt in their shoes.
Right.
And so to see them go out and just, they might never catch that calf or get the ribbon off that calf's tail.
But the smile's all worth it.
But the smiles are worth every minute of it.
That's amazing.
It's so fun to watch.
So again, give me the dates.
June 26th, 27th, 28th.
Okay. And then, of course, the running of the bulls is that Wednesday.
It's Wednesday before, June 25th, yes.
And any advice for people that go down there to watch this? As far as being on the street.
Oh, as far as the cattle drive?
Yeah.
Get there early, and I actually... Everybody wants to see the steers get away from us, and they love everybody chasing them. But I guess that's the best worst thing about it.
Best worst thing. I like how you put that.
Everybody loves to see it, but it can get a little western. I guess that is why I like to see it. But just stay back. Just if you can stay on the sidewalk or at least in the parking spots, but don't come out into the street.
Don't go try to pet one.
Don't go try to pet one or get a close up picture because that's when they
is not Yellowstone. right. Well, this has been a tradition, like you say, now for 80 years out in Prineville, and we appreciate you guys coming in. Corley, good luck, and have a great summer. Rodeo season's here.
Yeah, it's here, and it's crouching on me fast.
Do you have questions, comments, or a topic for Inside Central Oregon? Send your comments to Horizon Broadcasting Group, 854 Northeast 4th Street, Bend, Oregon, 97701. Inside Central Oregon is a public affairs presentation from Horizon Broadcasting Group.